Holding procedures. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with holding procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the purpose of holding, reporting criteria associated with holding patterns, recommended entry procedures, and holding speeds. The reporting criteria associated with minimum and emergency fuel, applying wind corrections to the holding pattern, and using the autopilot if equipped for holding. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing fuel reserves if assigned an unanticipated expect further clearance time, scenarios and circumstances associated with declaring minimum or emergency fuel, scenarios that could lead to holding, deteriorating weather while in holding or at the destination, improper holding entry, improper wind correction while holding, failure to maintain the proper holding airspeed, and improper management of the navigation system or automation while holding. Demonstrate your ability to update fuel reserve calculations based on expected further clearance times, maintaining the airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, headings within plus or minus 10 degrees, and track a selected course, radial or bearing, within 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI. The use of appropriate navigation displays as supplementary devices to maintain prescribed ground track. The use of proper wind correction procedures to maintain the desired pattern and to arrive over the fix as close as possible to a specified time. Compliance with restrictions, if applicable, associated with the holding pattern. The setting of appropriate power for fuel conservation, changes to the holding airspeed appropriate for the holding altitude or aircraft when 3 minutes or less from but prior to arriving at the holding fix, explaining and using an entry procedure that ensures the aircraft remains within the holding pattern airspace for a standard, non-standard, published, or non-published holding pattern, the recognition of arrival time over the holding fix and the initiation of a prompt entry into the holding pattern, compliance with ATC reporting requirements, and the use of proper timing criteria where applicable as required by altitude or ATC instructions, and compliance with pattern leg lengths when a leg length is specified.